you know. So I'm not sure what everybody else's offer in here is, or how much, or how you regard it, you know, premium or low priced, whatever the case is. But there's a very important element I have to mention when it comes to lead generation, and that applies to all of us here, irrespective of our offers. The first important thing, even though it is always overflowed, but it is so critical when it comes to attracting the clients that you want, is the targeting. It's who it is. Who are you trying to attract? It starts with the audience. It starts with the market you're looking to attract. So before you even attempt the whole idea of lead generation, you need to know who you're trying to attract. And on that categorization, you want to know whether you're going for the mass market or you're going for a premium market. If in Lerato's case, sorry, we are going to be using you as an example. If in Lerato's case, she's attending to a premium market and people can afford 425K, I think that's about the amount, I'm not sure, but it's over 400K. If she's looking to attract people who can afford that, that means she's not really talking to people who are looking for low ticket stuff. She's looking to attract people who can actually give 400K away because they don't have use for it now. They are ready to invest it so that it brings interest for them in the future, right? Now, the whole idea with all of this is that before you even kick off your whole lead generation strategy, starts with knowing who they are. And the reason why I say that is because from knowing who they are, you know how best to position yourself for them. So you're going to identify, who is this client? What does she look like? And the best way I like to go about this is I think about one client. At least start from one. Don't overcomplicate it. Start with thinking about one client. What does she want? What is her needs? What her desire? You know, those things will help you first off know how best to target her. When you have that in mind, the next thing you want to do is to position yourself to attract her. The mistake some of us do is that we want to target premium. We position ourselves as a low ticket brand, and then we try so hard to target premium. And then there's a mismatch, because the way the premium person thinks, which is why I said always think about one person, the way the premium person thinks is far different from how the low ticket person, or the person who likes to pick up low ticket offers, thinks. All right. So because of that, your positioning has to align with the market you are trying to attract. So that's the second bit, positioning. The third bit is your messaging. I'm not going to talk about pricing because we want to believe that pricing has already been, you know, categorized when we talk about premium or low ticket. But these two important things I've just mentioned, your positioning and your messaging. Your messaging. This is another critical aspect for lead generation that a lot of people neglect. Messaging. And by messaging, I don't just mean content for posting. I mean your messaging across all your platforms, wherever you put out copy, whether it's your website, blog, your sales page, your Instagram page, wherever you put out any form of copy, starting from the headlines to even your emails, to even the kind of lead magnets you put out there to attract people into your funnels, you have to be very, very clear who you are speaking to, and that has to be demonstrated through your messaging. I like to use my own example most times. When I decided to pivot to premium offers and serving high-level clients, I knew one thing had to change. Number one, the audience had changed because of that decision. I knew another critical thing had to change, and what was that? My messaging. My messaging had to change because now I was looking to attract premium. This may not be something you are used to hearing, but it is what it is. You have to change the way you speak, the kind of things you say. Your messaging has to transform. Like when they say elevate, a lot of people say elevate or grade. This is it right here. If you want to serve premium, you have to elevate your messaging to serve premium. You have to be very clear on what your offer is. For example, sometimes when we are talking to beginners, we're talking to people, low ticket offers and stuff, we start like, you know, explaining terminologies. We start by, you know, we want to try to make them understand what this thing means and stuff. When it comes to premium, it's like these people know what they want. They are not looking for you to impress them with your education. They are already informed. They are, I like to say, they are empowered. They are like in solution mode. So if you create content that is still telling them what is real estate, you're going to lose them. And that's the truth. You're going to lose them because the essence of your messaging is to attract the clients you want. And we're still talking about lead generation because it's all about attracting clients. The essence of your messaging should be to attract the clients you want and repel the clients you don't want. Repel. So in essence, if you start creating content that talks about what is real estate, real estate is this basic content, you're going to repel the people you're actually looking to attract, which is the premium guys. If you do that, same way, if you create content that is premium, that makes people on that level understand, you know, see that, this person is talking to me. The beginner who is still trying to figure out what real estate is going to be repelled by your information because she doesn't even get it. What are you talking about? You're talking about rights and, you know, talking about land quota and stuff. She does not get it. So I think this is the mistake some of us, I'm just trying to say this in like, broad perspectives. How are we communicating it? How are we communicating with the audience that we have? It's one of two things. If you are looking to move to premium, you have to just start considering transforming your audience. Either you make them transform or you start attracting new ones. The moment I moved to start, you know, selling premium, I knew I had to start attracting new clients. It was just a no-brainer. Now I have an offer that I've put out. Maximize is the name of the program. It's a group coaching program. And I'm looking to work with coaches in motion, looking to help them, you know, elevate their offers, looking to help them, you know, streamline what they're doing and achieve a whole lot more with less, you know, make big wins in their business. Work on everything from their messaging to their offers, to their systems, to even their productivity, to making it seamless using framework systems, tools, and structures. So when I'm working with that kind of set of people, I'm going full throttle on them. Like, I'm working with you on a full transformation. It's a different ball game compared to if I'm just selling a simple course on how to edit videos. Like, that is not a transformation. That's just information. Okay, so some ideas just to streamline all we have said regarding lead generation. Lerato, I'm not sure if we align with what we're saying in terms of your messaging, but there was something I saw on your stories yesterday. And I was like, now this is top-notch information and this kind of connection you want to have with clients. When you give your perspective to things, you put it out there, people know what you think. You're not trying to water down stuff. You're not trying to soften down your language. You are speaking to people who get you, people who understand where you're coming from, people who understand real estate, who know that this is needed. You don't have to try to convince people who are yet to figure it out. Those ones you try so hard because they are not ready. You're going to try so hard trying to tell them why they should be ready, why real estate is good for them. But if you go that direction, after convincing them why it's good, you have to convince them why they should pay up to $400,000. It's a long road. It's a long road. When you go premium, you go premium. You pass on that message with enthusiasm. You pass it out. There's no playing around the bushes. You talk to people who are empowered, who know what they want. They are more solution-driven. They are not so problem-aware. It's about solutions. They have a lot of money in their account. They just want to invest in real estate. They want to make more money. That means they have money already. So you talk to them like you know that they have money already. And they know that you know. So they connect with you on that level. It's really about the connection here. A few things I also want to note when it comes to lead generation, and that also brings me to organic methods of lead generation. Some of us underestimate the value of one-on-one connections. It's not something I was shy to do it before because I thought it was all about DM marketing, cold DMing and stuff. But no. The truth of the matter is the sales happens through conversations. Sometimes it even takes you detaching yourself from the sale to make that sale actually happen. Like my husband was just telling me of a story of one guy who reached out to this client and made an offer for something even up to almost $1 million. I think he was into real estate. And this client, you know, didn't really come forth, but he just maintained that relationship. He didn't push. Do you know that? It seemed like he had even forgotten about it. 2 years later or so, that client reached out to him and called him. That, yes, we're ready now. It took him 2 years to nail a client. But that money was big money. You see what I'm going at here? Selling happens through conversations. How do you generate leads? You invite them. Invite them to a conversation. invite them to a conversation. We have talked about, we're talking about lead generation, right? The next thing I'll talk about when it comes to lead generation is how to amplify it. But you can't amplify what you haven't first fixed. If you amplify nonsense, that's how you'll be nonsense will just be multiplying. But you first have to fix your methods when it comes to lead generation. Now, we know the methods we mentioned here. We mentioned about positioning, we said messaging. Those things have to be fine-tuned to speak to the clients that you actually want, so that they will hear you. You know that part of the Bible that says, my sheep hear my voice. They will hear you. They will hear your voice because you are sounding the way they want you to sound. They are sounding, the thing they want to hear is what you are speaking. That's how they will come closer. And when they come closer, you are going to, you know, get into relationships with them. Sometimes detaching yourself from that sale and just getting to know them better. Why do you think a lot of big boys seal deals in beer parlor or, you know, one kind bar or at dinner or late night or, you know, at the golf court? See, it is because of relationships. Sales happen in private. It's not until gree. Sometimes, especially premium, if you're selling low ticket, but just sell straight up. Don't even waste your time. Just sell sharp and let them come and carry and go. But when it comes to premium, you need to start thinking about establishing relationships, because the sales happens through relationships. The sales are more relational than transactional. You nailing that sale will just be a byproduct of your relationship with the person. And that's why people are able to keep clients forever. A banker who brings in one kind 500 million naira clients, when she changes bank, that's how the client has followed her to the next bank, because it was the relationship. The client does not care about the bank. He just wants that person that he connected with. So it all starts from connection, guys. The moment you're able to connect with people, from even your messaging to inviting them in for a closer connection in the DM, that's how you steal their hearts. That's how you become their next no-brainer solution. And that brings me to the next point. When you're able to figure that out, what did we say? The messaging, the positioning, and now the conversation, you knowing that it's about relationships. The next thing you want to do is amplify it. By amplify, I mean multiply your efforts. Now is the time. If you want to do ads, do it. But what matters is that you fix the foundation, you fix the framework that you know you can use, you can amplify. So first fix those things, those key elements, because if not, if you don't, you amplify nonsense. And that's why a lot of people go out there and try to sell to clients. And they say, no clients. Okay, when they book the one that comes in, okay, thank God, I've even nailed one sales call. Oh, yeah, let me sit on it. That's how you're sitting on the call. That's telling you, but I cannot afford you. It's because you did not fix the messaging. You attracted the wrong clients in the funnel. She's the wrong client. She can't even afford you. Then what is she doing in the sales call? Because your messaging was first of all wrong. Your positioning was wrong. So when people say, is it just to increase price? Let me just increase price and move. It's not by increasing price. There's a lot of more stuff to be done. And these are the things I've just mentioned to you today. And once those things are fixed at a foundational level, you can now think about amplifying it. For some people, they go out organically. It may not even be ads. Some people go to the extent of hiring salesmen. They hire people who go out there and make those conversations on their behalf and then bring them in for the sales call. So those people go out and start booking calls. Then the business owner just handles the calls, but he has set that foundational element, and, you know, that way he's able to, you know, create a framework that works and then scale it to more people. And then, of course, obviously other channels or other means, like putting your money on ads and stuff. Good. I like that, because that shows you actually understood this. And that's what a lot of people don't know. When they say, I pulled in like 50 people I called this week, only like one person, and she has not still paid. It's simple. She called in the wrong people into her funnel. How did she call them in? Through this content that we are doing. This messaging is right. It's our content right here. The content we are creating is calling in the wrong people. That is why when they come in, they don't convert. How would they convert when you called in the wrong people? Do you get? They won't convert. So that's why a lot of people go through the headache of, you know, this one, I've just been making so sales call upon sales call. No, but they're always saying they cannot afford me. Of course they can't. And they are not lying. They cannot afford you. They're not lying. But you brought them in. You put out a lead magnet that talks to everyone, that talks to beginners, that talks to people who cannot afford you, you know. And they come in because they want that lead magnet. we put out one glorious lead magnet because we think it's about filling our email list. It's about, you know, getting more people to follow us. Then we now create funny stuff. I remember once I was actually promoting an ad for ebook launch program. And it turned out that my ad was now, it was kind of an entertaining kind of ad. I just have found this picture online. It was kind of like a GIF. The guy was on a, had a mask on, or is it a helmet on, sorry, and there was smoke coming out of his head. And I wrote there, the brain, as in, what did I write in the ad? The copy was that, don't let your head burst. Turn that knowledge into an ebook. Nice concept, or maybe it would have been nice for TV or this kind of attractive, you know, got attention. But guess what? I realized I was just bringing people that were just laughing, ha ha ha, very funny copy, ha ha ha. I said, at some point I had to off this ad. I said, no, this is not what I want. I want clients. I'm not here to entertain anyone. I'm not a blog. You get me? So sometimes what we do, we put out there thinking, ah, okay, we got a lot of clicks. Those clicks are not converting because the first thing we did was wrong. The wrong copy, the wrong messaging, the wrong everything, the wrong lead magnet, the wrong language, the wrong everything. Do you get me? So, and that is what a lot of people are doing out there. And they don't quite figure that it is wrong. They don't even know what to do. They don't even, okay, now we've talked about fixing your message. They don't even know how to fix this messaging. Let me know, like, this actually takes a lot of, you know, intentionality to do so. The messaging bit is something that you have to master, especially if you've been writing a certain way for a long time. It takes some learning. It takes some learning, and you need to know exactly what to do. Like, one, you have to be speaking to people who are empowered. You have to be speaking to people who are solution-driven, people who are ready. Not people who, in fact, I don't know if some of you here or any of you here knows about this 3% rule. There's a, you know, a 3% is a principle, a marketing principle that says that out of 100%, let's imagine this is a pyramid, out of 100% of people could likely buy your offer. Only 3%, which is at the tip of that pinnacle, only 3% is ready to pay right now. After the 3%, the next you have is the 7% who is considering paying. 3% is ready. That means if you drop your offer, man, they've paid. They have the money. They are ready right now. The 7% after the 3% is still considering, you know, the option of taking the offer. Those two, in fact, just draw the line. That's 10%, right? The next 60, did I say, the next 60% are people who are not ready. And even that one, you need to categorize them. There are some in there who are still, you know, trying to size you up or trying to, you know, weigh you against another option and stuff. There's still then the last 30% there, those ones are not even interested. Now, the problem that some of us do is that we are speaking to those, we're speaking to the rest of the 90 and not that 3%. Meanwhile, we should be speaking to that 3% who is ready to pay us, and at most the 7% extra. That is where you get the most results from your lead generation efforts. That is where, if you want to amplify anything, get that one right, then amplify it. I'm giving you guys things that I'm teaching on my program, my Maximize program. Like, you guys have no idea what we are learning in there. Like, it is off the roof. Deep, dynamic stuff. Things, you know, deep things about strategies and principles that actually work. Basic. I'm not talking about things that you have to crack your head around, like funnels and building of tech. Tech is the list of our aim in there. It's about things that work. Even if you find yourself in a desert today, what principles will you carry with you that would work? Because I like to think of it this way. If we didn't have the internet, if we didn't have Facebook, if we didn't have what we have today, how are the people of old driving the best sales, nailing the best numbers? Have you noticed that the richest people, even in the world today, are still people in that higher age generation, our parents above? How come, yes, we have our Zuckerberg down here, but they are not the richest. The richest, you see them, they are still in that middle age and above. That means they made the money even when there was no internet. There was no Facebook ads. There was none of all these things. How? Is this dynamics, these things I've just mentioned to you, these things that are never going away, no matter how you flog the internet in and out, how Facebook brings another update in and out, flings everyone up and down, makes us all chase things that don't have head, you know, reels and everything that seems shiny, objective. the real people who understand what business is about know that it falls back to the principles. These things I've mentioned today, things like relationships, things like, you know, connections, networks, things like principles that I've just mentioned to you, the 3% principle. Things like even the Pareto principle that talks about, you know, how 20% of your effort will bring you the best results. But hey, we're all here online trying to do everything. And sometimes we need to sit back and ask ourselves, all these things we are doing, what are they benefiting somebody last? I think there was another question on how to communicate to your audience that you now offer a premium service, especially if you've been offering them low ticket for a while. Honestly, you don't have to communicate shit. You don't have to start announcing, hey guys, so for your information, I have moved to premium. See, or you go and do photo shoot and say, bam, I've landed. You don't just be you. Simple. The best way to switch to premium is to just switch your messaging. No one even needs to know. The moment they start seeing that, hey, this one on the top with him, we don't understand though. It's good. That's the purpose. Go. They are not supposed to understand. Remember what we said? Repel the ones you don't want. Attract the ones you want. As they don't understand it, that's how they'll start going one by one. Then the ones that understand it will start coming closer. And that's how they'll start following. And that's how they'll start. You start pulling them into your funnel through these means I've mentioned to you. The whole connection, relationships, amplifying all of that. And of course, that's how you get results. So there's no, just to answer that question, Steph, there is no mathematics. There's no system. There's no method. Just switch everything you are doing. You don't need to announce to your crowd. You don't need to come. I think the word there is communicate. How do you communicate? You don't need to communicate to anybody. Announce. Just change the methods yourself. Number one, change your offer to a transformational offer so that you attract real clients who are ready. Number two, position yourself right. In essence, your price, your messaging. All right. Very important. Your price, of course, now has to speak to, you know, the level, at the level you go, transformation now, you know, you can't take peanuts. You can't be charging 5K for a full wholesome transformation, you know. While you also change your price, you change your messaging. It's your messaging that will attract them. And when they come, automatically, that's you. I didn't need to announce, hey guys, I've moved to premium. Remember, people just noticed Amber's language has changed. Amber's messaging has changed. Amber's offers have changed. She dropped all the video editing courses she was selling, all those things that were bringing for 5K. It's okay. We have tried. There's online stuff. Go and buy any course you want to buy. Now we are facing this direction. We want to make real transformations happen. So based on that, I just made that switch. No announcements needed. If you notice, I didn't even say price will do the work. Your messaging will do the work for you. When it comes to automation, in fact, let's group them together, systems. Because it's when you have a system, you can now automate that system, right? And of course, even you can, some systems cannot be automated. So either ways, you just work with the flow. But let's start with the basic, the foundational part, which is the system. And if you want to create a system, it starts first with streamlining what exactly, in fact, let's start with mapping. You need to map what exactly exists. If you want to systemize your business, let's know what is available. What are we doing? You lay out the cards, what is available? What am I trying to systemize? Put it out, put it down. Let's see what it is. And then you streamline. You know, anyone who comes up with the whole idea of systems and, you know, automation is somebody who is looking to take off a lot of workload. And we can't deny it. We coaches, you know, especially our industries, mostly just, you know, we seem to be working with ourselves, women. We seem to be more women. Let's not lie. We are more women in our entrepreneurship space. And you know how it is now, guys. Women, we have a lot on our hands. And I don't know how we do it too, but we just do it. You know, we have to be here, there, every year, children, next thing school runs. You know, next thing there's so much, next thing kitchen, next thing bedroom. Like, how does it even work? I don't know, but God just knows how you did it, you know. And so when all of that is happening, you have to think about ways to systemize your methods. Because anyone who is just doing things, you know, per person, you're just going to be killing yourself with work. You know, and that is where systems come in, where things that can be systemized should be systemized. And a lot of things can be systemized. Like, even on our Maximize programs, we have systems, we have frameworks for basically most of what we are doing. even from your content, your messaging, there's a framework we have. I even went too far. From even the kind of offer you create and how you deliver it, there's a framework. What some people do is they create an offer and then they don't say, okay, they are doing one-on-one coaching. And every client that comes, they do different things for each client. That's how won't you work, overwork yourself that way? That means you are doing, you are serving each person per need. You are doing, that's how you're going to overwork yourself. And you can't take on too many clients if you do that. But how do we make it easier? Me, I like soft life. I don't like stress. I use systems. Use, first off, okay, let's say those two words, frameworks and systems. You create a framework around, you know, frameworks are how you can map out even the little specific minute stuff. So even our messaging, there's a framework to how we put out messaging. There's a framework to how we deliver our offer. There's a framework to how we run our sales calls, how we, you know, get the clients in the door, frameworks. And then you put it all together, let it fit into a system that even if you are not there, if you have a staff, a VA, whatever it is you have, that person can just take over because there's a system on ground. The real essence of all of this is that each client should conform to the system that is on ground, especially if the system, you know that the system works. It is proven, it is tested. Like, even for my ebook launch program, systems. That's how a program has been able to last 3 years, because there's a system. I didn't have to, every set that comes in, I would do new method. There was just a system I tested. Okay, this works. Okay, a few tweaks here and there. Okay, let's roll. This is a system all through, and that is how we keep recycling the same system over and over again. And people are getting results. Same thing on Maximize, the same exact strategy. Frameworks, systems, tools. Structure it all together so that it is all effective. It works. So it's when you have those kind of systems that operate even without you, you can now find the ones that you can automate, because some systems cannot be automated. Certainly, you cannot automate a relationship. You know, you have to actually physically reach out to a client. That one is the way it is, you know, but you can automate a few other things. You can automate how your ads run. Like when I ran video editing ad all through last year, it was just I set up the system. Okay, this is what should happen. This is what automation took over the work. So how clients come in, pick up the ad, next thing they are in the course. That was a system I had set. Automation, I used tech to automate it, automate the system. So when it comes to automation, it's actually tech that helps you. Tech is the baba of automation, you get me? It goes deeper than just what we're saying here. This is like surface level information. However, when it comes to systemizing, it requires us getting deeper into your business to know what exactly we are systemizing, because we can't just use a holistic approach to systemize everyone's business, right? It is all peculiar to what exactly the goal is. So I think one last question that was asked here is showing up. And I think that has to be, do you want to give us more information on that? Okay, so I'm thinking what she meant by showing up would be just, okay, I like the fact that she mentioned showing up anyways, because that's one thing a lot of us lack. We don't show up. And I can imagine, you know, the whole imposter syndrome, exposter syndrome, all join, you know. But let me tell you something that would take your business to the next level. You see this showing up, it is the one. You know why it is this important? We're on an internet that is highly competitive, meaning that everyone is online. Every day you wake up, there is a new platform. TikTok came on, took over. Tomorrow, another one will take over. There are some existing right now we have not heard of. They are there. Everyone is online. It is going to get, it's going to increase. Maximize, one of the key drivers for Maximize is that we make the most of everything. We find out what is the highest advantage. How can we maximize it? When it comes to content creation, which is the showing up bit, you have to ask yourself, what is the highest advantage online? How is the best way I can outshine other formats of showing up? I know we show up through text, you know, through our content, text formats, Reels, what other formats, audio, there are different formats you can show up. But what is the highest format that you can leverage or maximize? It is video. It is video. And guys, I don't know, but see, if you're talking about shy, I'm shy. But hey, when it comes to running your business, you have to at some point push all that away and just do it. To hell with anybody, whatever anybody has to say. I'm showing up. You have to show up. you have to show up. Whatever strategies you use, if you are doing ads, show up. If you can do video, do videos. Videos are going to convert higher than just pure text. And that is the truth. Always think about the highest level advantage and leverage it, maximize it. Because that's what will make you stand out, especially where there's a lot of competition. Don't stay, you know, on the back end. Don't stay, you know, because you feel it's safer this way. The safe spots are actually not the best spots sometimes. Sometimes you need to, like, go all head in. Chuck your head inside. Do it like that. Anyhow, we do. Just like how Esther said, she's going to today. Anything that happened, let it happen. She entered in to go and meet the king. That is it. Do it. Show up. Show up. You guys have no idea the way people are blowing it up on YouTube, just showing up. Because that's like the number one visual platform, YouTube. Showing up, and it's such a high leverage because YouTube is going to be here forever. We don't know about all this TikTok and Instagram, but YouTube has tested itself. It keeps testing itself. It's even the highest format of showing up. And not just that, YouTube is even paying the people who show up. These other platforms, we are here helping them, giving them free content. They're not even paying us. Yes, we are still begging them, let them not disable our page. Hey, God. But I hope you get me. In all, I'm just trying to encourage us. If you are shy, it's okay to be shy. Admit that you are shy. However, just do it at free. Put that camera in your face and just say the heck what you want to say. No one is going to beat you. Just show up irrespective and sell your business. Like today, I was telling Dayo. Dayo is on our Maximize program. Dayo, hello. I was telling her, carry your market on your head. Like, of course, not literally, but what I mean is that you have to be more vocal about your business, about your offer. You don't hold it back. You don't hide it because no one will see it. No one will hear about it if you hide it. Talk about your offer. Give rich value. Get people in the door. Get the right clients. They are itching to hear. They are hearing fluff outside. Talk sense. They will show up at your door. They will come in. They will transact with you. They'll build relationships with you so that you retain them even after the transaction, because that's the whole idea of relationships. They buy once, they should buy again. Business is all about that relationship and that retention. Let them buy again and again and again. And what will sustain that? Your relationships. So it's like, come your way again. Or do we have any questions, guys? I talked for the most part, but I'm just trying to crunch it all in 1 hour so that I don't take too much of your time. I know you're all busy people, but do we have any questions?